Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something exciting and important, future. We have Plemen Vusov, chairman of the Global Webex Congress. Plemen is also a serial entrepreneur, mentor, and investor, author, public speaker. Plemen, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I know you are currently in Sofia.
I just landed in Sofia, that's correct.
Right, okay. And you have an amazing conference called Webex.
Yes, thank you for calling it amazing. We look at Webex as a global community now after almost 10 years. Next year will be the 10th anniversary. We have brought together tens of thousands of people as a community. And now Webex is taking place in 5 major locations, Sofia, Istanbul, Dubai, Singapore, and India.
Right. And as such an experienced business person and opinion leader, and also you're the chairman of a forward-looking conference, you certainly have a lot of insight about what's going to happen in the future. I also read an article written by you about the future, what's going to happen in the next 10 years, the 10 things going to happen very soon. So before we go into that, let's learn how to say future in Chinese. Okay, the way to say future in Chinese, we say 未来.
未来.
未来. Only 2 words, and 未 is the first word, is the fourth tone. So the fourth tone is the going down tone. It's like an angry sound. So we go down. 未.
未.
That's it. 未.
未.
未. 未 means not yet. And the original shape, it's actually the end of the tree branch. And it's the toward the end, not yet. So 未. Not yet. And lai means to come. So when you put them together, that means not yet to come. That means the future.
Wow. So beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Wei lai.
Wei lai.
Wei lai.
Wei lai.
Wei lai.
Wei lai. Lai means to come. And
yes.
I love this character because this character in the thousands of years ago, that was actually the shape of the wheat.
Oh.
And you know, China didn't have wheat. And wheat was one from Europe. So they drew this like a wheat shape of the symbol to represent wheat. And then later on, they invented another symbol to represent wheat. And this character, it just looks like something from somewhere exotic, something from somewhere else. So to come.
Right.
Yeah, I love telling the stories like this.
I love listening to the stories. Great.
Yeah, and then you get to know, oh, in ancient China, what happened and the connection between Europe and China. And then people live the modern days. We all take it for granted. But we certainly don't take future for granted because we need to create it together.
Absolutely.
So can you share with us in your article about the 10 things you predict going to happen in the 未来?
You know, future is about not yet to come, as you say. But we can easily see how it's shaping because of the exponential growth of technologies, computing power. The change that we see also is so deep. It's not business. It's not digital transformation anymore. It's a societal transformation. But still, to outline the 10 things that I believe will be completely transformed in the next 10 years, the healthcare, the virtual reality, the computational power, the hyperconnectivity, the knowledge of the world around us. So I'm speaking about the so-called perfect knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Perfect knowledge around every single detail around our world that it surrounds us. The 3D printing, the transport, the blockchain, and then the artificial intelligence and the food.
Yeah, so in your list of the prediction of the 未来, but a lot of technologies you mentioned, such as 3D printing, nowadays people can print a bladder.
Well, yeah.
Using 3D printing, and then they use artificial intelligence to enhance the diagnosis, and then maybe robotics to improve the surgical procedure. So it's all intertwined together, is it?
What you just mentioned is so fascinating, and it is about to come. There are about 78 organs in the human body that will be printable sooner or later. And that's the great thing of it. I mean, mm-hmm. imagine how people's life will change. Currently, if you're a transplantee, you have to wait for somebody to die in order for you to live. So you actually, every morning, you wake up praying
right.
for somebody to die in order to get your organ that you need for the past few years. Imagine how this will mm-hmm. change now, how the humanity changes because of that particular thing. But yes, currently there are some successful trials of stem cell printable organs. Of course, still starting with the very, the one that are, let's say, relatively easy to be printed or not that complex. And then hopefully one day ending up with being able to print the liver.
Sure. I have a question. If I were a person from 未来 and then I come to today, what sort of advice you think that future person, 未来人, what sort of the question or the advice the person would give us?
Well, I don't think that he will be or she will be or it will be giving us anything that is tangible.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way we develop ourselves is actually coming back, understanding more about ourselves, including all the technologies that we are now wearing and further will be implanting is a technology that empowers us to understand better how and what we do,
mm-hmm.
how we can stop killing each other, how we can stop killing the nature, how we can stop hurting people around us, or not only people, but animals and everything, and just be a better human being. So I think that is the most precious thing we can get from the future if that somebody comes.
Right. Great insights. Thank you, Plemon. Thank you for sharing with us. Today we talk about future, 未来. Do you remember there was an ancient movie called Back to the Future? Let's learn how to say that too. We say 回到未来.
回到未来. 未来.
Yeah, 回 is to return and 到 is to arrive. So return to the future. And that's the title of the movie. 回到未来.
回到未来.
Okay. Thank you, Plemon, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about future. There's a lot to talk about. We don't have enough time. And back to the future. 回到未来. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见, Plemon.
再见.